B-Pod Studios.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tucker and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
God, that was only the headline. The Sports Hub. We're talking. Scott.
You go downstairs? Is that the problem?
I got a soda.
Oh, so you went downstairs. You had to run.
I didn't have time to pay for it.
Right.
So my bad. I owe you a dollar, Beasley. All right, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, I just wanted to correct you. I believe it's Chinese porn that censors the pixelation. Japanese porn lets you see it all, baby.
I'm going to say no.
Of course, I base this on absolutely nothing, but I had a friend in China who told me this.
Well, it might be both China and Japan. It might be Asia that has that situation happening. Alex, go ahead.
Fred, hello.
Hello.
Now, I think the Kraft situation, I don't think he wants the video to get out just because of the simple fact that I don't even think it has anything to do with the sexual relations. How do we know that he wasn't scratching his backside, sniffing his fingers? I think there's a little bit more in depth here.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That's a good call.
No.
All right.
Bird, let them all in. You got to deal with Rich now, birdie. All right. So, anyway, who hasn't done that, though? We can all relate to that. Just like when you go to the bathroom, you got to look and see what was doing. All right. So, anyway, just for your health.
We're going to let that one go. And you're like, nope. Nope, I'm piling right on.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
All right, so listen. If it comes out, my theory with the Kraft video now, the more I think about it, when I read about it yesterday, it's pixelated. It's obviously a camera that's hidden. It's going to be in black and white. So does anyone agree with me? Like, that makes it seem less embarrassing?
I think no matter what, it's embarrassing.
I agree.
But I also don't think that, as you were saying, if it came out, he would avoid going out in public. Maybe for a week.
Do you think it would be like almost a relief if it came out?
No.
In the long term?
Part of him that he won't have to worry anymore whether it's coming out.
Right, because that...
I mean, that's got to be a little bit of a help. Like yesterday when that report dropped around noon... I have to think that that's a moment where your heart just stinks. It just sinks in your stomach where you're like, oh, I can't wait. I can't believe this is going to happen. It's actually going to happen. And you're shaking physically from the thought of this thing's going to get out there. However, you're right. Once it's actually out, it's going to really suck for you. But you don't have to worry about that moment we've been talking about where all of a sudden your cell phone starts blowing up and everyone's telling you, hey, man.
Well, let's go through
the internet.
There's no audio. I would imagine it's in black and white, which matters. It's pixelated, and it's at an angle, like it's not like, you know, right up there.
But it doesn't mean that it's not, you can't see everything. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just him going in, laying down, and then you'll see like them rubbing his chest.
But you'll see his face and all that. I mean, listen, it's embarrassing.
Listen, I would not want the video to come out.
Yeah.
But the more I think about it, the less salacious I think it's going to be. Because you remember, you know, when you see like someone rob a bank and like you can like barely see it?
Yeah.
Like it's got to be something like that.
Maybe. But I just know that this prosecution's getting pissed. It really sounds that way. Like
yes.
They do not like being called out by Robert Kraft's
lawyers.
Well,
I think it was stupid of Robert Kraft's lawyers to start challenging them like that and saying how stupid they are. And...
But they had to in order to put it in their case to convince the judge that there was incompetence. But you're right.
But not publicly.
Well, I don't think that there's, but they're not doing press conferences. Like, this is all stuff that's in papers. Like, Robert Kraft's lawyers have not stepped in front of a microphone that I know of ever since, have they? I haven't heard any audio of it. So I think everything's in court. So I believe that they're doing everything the way you're supposed to, but it doesn't mean that if you're the police officers and you're nationally getting called out saying that you're not doing your job correctly or you're breaking the law or going around the law, that you're not going to do things like they did yesterday and say, oh, we're going to release it just to freak you out. And then 2 hours later, it was like, oh, no, the judge had to make a ruling on it. And he says, no, we're going to sit on this until he can take the time to look at all the facts and then figure out whether it's going to be released.
Right. If I'm Kraft, I really want to see the video.
And he's probably trying to get his lawyers. Once again, I've read so much. I thought I read somewhere that they were trying to get a copy of it. But I don't believe that. I know that they've seen the description, as everyone has.
Don't you physically have to go to court and then you get what the opposition has? I'm not a lawyer. I don't know these things.
Disclosure? I know what you're saying.
That's the word I was looking for.
But I don't think that they have the right to have it yet either. Like, why would Kraft's lawyers have the right to have it and the press not have the right?
Because it's an active case?
It is, but it's the police are the ones who have control of the video right now.
I understand. I don't see what I mean.
It's like
We've had lawyers on this program specifically to discuss things like this. We're spitballing. None of us have any specific idea, but it's a question to raise. I mean, you're asked why the Kraft people don't have the video yet. I'm hypothesizing as to that reason.
All right, I agree with Dan here. Let's go to the bird has cleared this. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I've got this video, like, in my head. Unless it's something really weird, which we would have heard about, I can't believe the cops are saying, oh, it's so graphic, it's disgusting. Have you been on the internet? I mean, unless, I gotta say, unless he's using his feet, those tootsies. Love you guys.
Tootsies? Okay. But no, I don't think it's going to be overly graphic. And if he wanted his feet rubbed, why not? Listen, not hurting anybody. But yes, I don't think it's going to be overly graphic. The more I think about it, it's going to be black and white. It's going to be at a distance, and it's going to be pixelated.
If you are one of those poor people who went in there, for one reason or the other, whether it was cold feet or you legitimately just wanted a massage, you got to be freaking out a little bit.
Who goes in there for a massage?
As I said, Fred, there are... Well, this John Doe guy is one. He's one of the people who did indeed go in, yet did not get named in that report where they wrote down the names of everyone who ended up allegedly paying for services. So if you're one of those guys, I mean, that's a massive violation of your rights. Massive violation of your constitutional rights.
And if you were somewhere that was being monitored for an ongoing investigation,
and you were on the up and up, and the police have a video of you naked that they could use and release to the press, yes, I would say that is a massive
violation. What if they told you the video was destroyed?
If they told you, it would still obviously not make you feel very good. But I mean, if they said that it was destroyed and that there was no way it could be released, then...
I don't think I'd believe them.
I know, I wouldn't believe them.
I don't think I'd believe them, and I'd live in constant fear that would get out.
But all you did was... Doesn't matter.
There's a bunch of people, and I don't know who has access to this in the police department. A bunch of people now have access to a video of me naked. I did nothing wrong.
People have varying degrees of belief as to whether they did certain things wrong or not. I mean, that's...
I would like to give that guy a lie detector test. And find out, like, why you would go into that spa and believe that you were really getting a massage.
Well, I mean, as I said, he was not on that list. So he didn't pay for any kind of services.
Because
I think it was cold feet. I think he went in thinking he was going to do it, and things just got weird, and he just didn't.
I know someone who owns a legitimate massage parlor, like a chain. She's a franchisee of a chain that's well-known. And she says dudes will go in there and, like, just go, here we go. And then they've had to, like, call the police on a guy and all kinds of stuff. Because even in, like, the legitimate ones, guys are creeps.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one that you would never in a million... I mean, this is a place you go get a massage. Like, it's never in a million years would you... I would imagine 80% of the clientele is women. So, I just have no idea why you would go into that spa and assume, oh, I just want a nice little massage.
Right, I mean, it just doesn't... I don't know, it doesn't quite look like the...
No. No, it's... What, are you an idiot? You just fall off the turnip truck?
And the thing is that we lived around an area where these were everywhere.
Yes.
So, I mean, there were certain roads where
I will
there
tell you,
might have been a dozen within 2 miles.
I will tell you this. If you go, if you went into one of those and you chickened out and said you really just wanted a massage, that was not happening. Things beyond your control were going to happen. And then it's very difficult to say, hey, stop that.
What kind of shenanigans are you up to here anyway?
As a man, there's a good few minutes where you're like, well, this shouldn't be happening, but I'm having this intense amount of pleasure. So perhaps now, dear, stop that. So a lot of those places that they don't give you a whole lot of options. We know someone, and I won't say the name, that is kind of a Zagat's guide to these places.
It's a kind
really?
Of
yeah, you know who it is.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, let's just go game by game for the Pats. They rocked the schedule yesterday.
Oh, you do that? Oh, win, how many will
loss,
they win? How many will
win,
they lose?
Win, yes. Loss,
ESPN, they got everyone predicting these things. But all I got to tell you, baby, is 5 primetime games.
Oh, boy, this bye week seems advantageous.
The first thing I looked at was there's 3 in a 4-week span. That's what I looked at, and I'm thinking, oh, great. three night games in a 4-week span.
Not and that's good. Bad for everybody. Don't give us crap that, oh,
that's,
well.
That's not
that,
good.
If you have a job, that's not good. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both, good luck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub app. Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. All right. Young Nicholas has been told he was been he's been told he was been obese. After I saw myself riding around on that freestyle bike, I realized that I was fat, and then I weighed myself, and it was the heaviest I've ever been. And Bert is already giving gestures to Nick in the other room. Nick, could you come in here, please?
Mm-mm.
Bert is already getting upset. He's yelling in the other room.
Really?
Is he upset?
He's pointing at him.
He's pointing. That's not good.
Old school wrestling.
He doesn't look happy.
All right, because Bird's a large guy in that, like, do you lift weights, Bird?
I haven't in a few months. I've been off the rails with that.
Okay, because you probably can lift a lot of weight, right?
Yes.
Okay, what do you bench?
I don't bench anymore. I just use the dumbbells.
All right, when you use dumbbells, what do you bench?
I'm using 45s, 50s.
Oh, that's not so great.
No. I know. No, I know that. I'm not trying to get bulk up. I'm just trying to, like, lean down and, you know.
Okay. Still.
I used to squat 500.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, there you go.
All right, then.
Yeah, so you're a strong guy.
Yes.
All right, so, Nick, you came in and you said if you want to feel better.
Yeah.
Guess how much Bird weighs.
Yeah, he told me how much. He went to the doctors yesterday and he told me how much he weighs.
All right, how tall a man is Bird? Bird, how tall are you?
6 feet.
Okay. So you're 5'10". All right. So 5'10".
Ooh.
All right. All right. So
how much did you weigh at your heaviest?
220.
Okay.
But you have to remember, I have no ass, legs, or arms.
No. I know. It was all in the belly. You tell us that.
It's all in the belly.
Yep. Okay. So.
Which is the place where you're going to die.
Price is right.
The belly is like the place where the cortisol from being nervous goes.
Right.
It's a recipe for death. If you were going to get weight anywhere, you do not want it in your belly because
sure.
That is where that's where it attacks your heart.
Right.
Your kidneys.
Okay.
Your liver, everything. All right. So
we're doing Price is Right closest without going over.
Yes. All right. So this is how much a Bird weighs. So Bird does not look fat to me.
No.
But he's got a beard, so it's kind of hard to tell. And you are about as 6 feet as Nick is 5'5". All right. So you do have a little bit of cut.
Okay.
All right. So how much does Bird weigh? And my heaviest I've ever been is 220, and I'm not lying. I would tell you. And, John, you're like 180?
Yeah. A little less, but yes. Right around 180.
Young Nicholas, how tall are you?
5'7".
You're 5'7", so 5'5". How much do you weigh?
Now I weigh 197.
Okay. All right. So Bird, I will guess, weighs 245 pounds.
No, I'm going to go less. I'm going to say 228.
There's no way. I weighed 220. There's no way.
You're also a couple inches taller than he is.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
I'm going to say 228. That's
no, no, no. I say 245, and he says, no, I'm going to say 260.
Really?
Higher than 260. Yeah. All right, well, then
the best I've ever been. I'm
never going to make it as a weight guesser in the circus.
All right, 260, 275.
Yep, bingo.
275?
I jumped on the scale, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Now, do you have high cholesterol?
No, she said my cholesterol is great.
Now, she said there's nothing wrong with you?
No, I'm on blood thinners for blood pressure. That's about it.
Okay.
Stress and all that fun stuff.
What is the stress in your life?
I don't know.
She said your blood pressure is because of stress?
Yeah. Stress, anxiety. I'm like, I don't have anxiety.
Wait, but why would she say do you have general anxiety?
No. No.
And she says, like, stress, like job stress, answering the phones?
That in Fenway Park, yeah.
She said that was too much for you to handle?
I can handle it. She's just, like, I get anxious about, like, stupid little things, but I get over it. Like, nothing huge. Like, it's a big, serious situation. I'm like, I'm calm and demanding. And then, like, stupid little things, like, I just get anxious about, like, yeah. Like, when the phone rings and you guys are yelling at me, I'm like, yeah. You know, I get
anxious
like that.
Why are you on blood thinners?
Huh?
It's for blood pressure due to his intense anxiety that he has due to work-related, like when the phone rings and we're asking him to answer it, it makes him go crazy. Yeah. So you're 275.
Yeah, that's the heaviest I've ever been, and I'm mad at myself.
Now, what did she say? What is your ideal weight? What did she say?
About 235.
Now, did you get a prostate exam?
No. No, thank God.
Okay. Tell her not to do it?
No, I didn't. She didn't bring it up. I didn't bring it up.
Because you have to go in there and you have to tell them, I don't want to do it.
Okay.
That's what I do.
All right.
I say, I'm not going to go. I said, I'm not going to do it.
Isn't there a way they do it differently now? They don't have to actually stick a finger up there?
That's pretty much what happens.
But I think there is a different way now.
I would welcome that, but I was not aware there was another option.
I've hit my deductible, so I'll do whatever you can do.
I want option B. I wasn't aware there was a separate
because thing. Now you need that every time you go.
Correct.
So once a year that happens.
Correct.
Because you're
yeah no 50. It sucks as much as you think it does. No, it's not fun.
So you're over 50.
Yes, I am.
And so now you go to the doctor once a year?
Yep.
And that happens?
Yep.
Now, when you go to the doctor...
Looking forward to it this September. Real psyched.
So when you are knowing it's happening. So when you go to the doctor, now everything's okay with you.
What do you mean?
Because you think that you're cheating on a diet if you have a bowl from Chipotle.
Yes.
You have one beer and get drunk.
But not drunk. It takes four for that to happen.
Okay. Yes. Well, four beers get you drunk even though you're in your 50s and a man.
Correct.
So your health has got to be impeccable.
It's pretty good.
Now, do you take any pills?
No.
You have no medical issues?
Nope.
No cholesterol issues?
Nope.
No triglyceride issues?
Correct.
Just healthy living?
So far.
Nice.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
A hamburger. Cheeseburger. What I had for dinner last night.
Is it made at home?
What do you mean it made
at home? Did you make it at home?
Yes.
All right. Well, that doesn't sound so healthy to me. All right.
And that's the other thing, too. I have no portion control when I eat.
I just punched it in and just to see what his BMI is. Anything over 30 is obese. His weight and his height, he is at 37.3. For his BMI, which is
why would
very
you do,
high.
Why would you do that with him sitting
that's
there?
That's fine. I'm going to make a change. I'm making changes.
Yes.
No,
yes,
I mean, Bird. I'm really going to stress him out, Nick.
Yes, Bird, you're obese and fat.
Yeah.
All right, so now what's your, so what's the plan? What's the game plan?
After work, I go see my chiropractor, and then I'm going to go to the gym. I'm
going
to hit
the
elliptical.
Oh, you're going to a chiropractor?
Yeah.
I do that.
Now, why are you seeing a chiropractor?
My girlfriend suggested it because once Fenway starts, like, I'm standing on my feet. I'm always complaining and bitching about my back, my lower back.
Well.
I mean, it feels great. It does.
Yeah, you might as well have a witch doctor come in.
No, seriously, chiropractor. Yeah. Yes, my chiropractor, it's a lifesaver. It really is.
All right, let's go to John. Go ahead.
Now, I was gonna say, guys, if Wallach's gotten a... you know, prostate exam every single year since he was 50, that put him at about 25 prostate exams now, right?
It's a long, right. I consider it a long winning streak.
The man, if you run enough to enough pit bull, a man can control his cholesterol.
Yeah.
And he can get the prostate exam. Now, how long does a prostate exam last?
Longer than you think it will. It's not endless, but it sure seems that way. I'd say... good 30 to 45 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it feels like 10 minutes?
Yeah, easily.
Like, it's one of those things, like, if you they have you do something in the gym for 30 seconds and it seems like an hour and a half.
Yeah, closer to 30. 45 is overselling it.
Well, I mean, it depends what's doing in there,
yeah.
I would suppose.
There's some feeling around in there. It's just, it's not, man, just thinking about it. I'm not going to think about this.
All right.
Come on. I'm trying to.
They got to find out what's doing. Sometimes that takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
All right.
They feel for one spot and then they feel in the other spot.
Have they ever gone, ooh?
No.
They've never
Thank
gone,
God.
Ooh, what's that?
No, no.
Ooh, a lump.
No, the word smooth has come up a couple of times, so I'm happy about that.
When they're playing the Xbox 20.
That's right. Little Santana in the background.
Because you were so smooth.
That's right, smooth.
All right. Well, it's good to know, Bird, that you, Nick, and I are all going to die young. That's good to know. I'm not alone in this path to early death. I've put off the doctor for so long, I'm actually going in September.
I did that for a while, and then I started screaming at me, and it's worth it to just go once a year to not have my wife scream
but
at me.
But in September, I can get things under control, because you know
that's
me.
Right. It's like you cramming for a final. Yeah, I remember this.
I go right. 2 weeks of living an incredibly... I take out all the sugar, I don't drink.
Puts a positive spin on your life that wasn't there in July.
Right.
Yes.
I go two weeks without sugar. It's hell, because your body detoxifies that sugar and you feel like crap, and then I don't drink alcohol, which is not, I don't like either, and there you go. Then you go in there and hopefully you can reset things. All right, we will talk about the schedule that the Patriots have announced. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
There's never a shortage of stories.
This thing was earned.
Talkin' Tats.
You earned the trip.
Sucks.
He's got a history of ripping apart farm systems.
The Celtics are bending over backwards.
I'm tired of the top line.
Front. This is your home for Boston sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Listen, listen, watch, watch, react in real time. Real time. Toucher and Rich are on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. The Sports Hub.
.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now, did the there was enough on television last night that I regrettably did not see the NFL Network's rollout of these schedules. But it was it again like a 2-hour procedure? Where
you're asking us. I guarantee you, there's nobody who watched that. I mean, that is fourth on the list, and also the schedule was out right around like noon yesterday.
Yeah, Jeff Howe pretty much had it at noon.
Yeah,
so the suspense was gone.
Well, that's like your spoil. It's when he spoils the draft and he tells everyone what picks are coming up.
Oh, that was so awesome when Adrian Wojnarowski was told that he wasn't allowed to spoil any draft picks in the NBA draft. And that Shams guy, who essentially was basically the dude who was coming up, and I think that didn't Wojnarowski kind of apprentice him?
Yes.
Like, okay,
that's right.
Took him under his wing. And so the Shams guy was working for a company that said they had no problem with him telling everybody who's been picked if he had any kind of tip on it. And so Woj got so pissed, he started using these terms like the Celtics are lasering in on blah, 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 blah.
And then Shams is over there working for Yahoo going, oh, that's okay.
Yeah. So
no, they got to pick him.
Well, if Howe took away the national tradition of watching the schedule roll out, I hope he enjoys a life of internal damnation.
Did you see yesterday when they released the entire schedule as one graphic? It was like one of those, seeing eyes things. That. Like, glad
everything's color coded.
Glad you guys made it easy for us to view here.
Yeah.
It's a exercise in futility. I have no idea why the NFL. Well, I guess the NFL Network has nothing else to do. But the NFL Network, do they ever panic like the NBA Network when or the NHL Network when they show like the Mighty Ducks? And the NBA Network will...
NFL Network, in fairness, all year has programming.
Now, that's what I'm saying, is so that they're desperate for programming.
I don't even think... I think the NFL Network has shows that... I mean, think about it. The news never ends. They have that live morning show, you know, they have that, like, the thing in the afternoon. I forget what it's called, but, I mean, those shows do okay.
Well, the morning show that they have looks like a blast, according to the promos that they have.
Oh, they're having a good old time.
Yeah, they're, like, running around and laughing. They're having the time of their lives. Hey, come on, join the fun, they say. Well, the Patriots, again, have a very, very easy schedule. Now, part of that is because they play in the AFC East, even though young Mike Reese has them losing to the Jets away. But they start with Pittsburgh, and I guess, and that's a Sunday night game. Or is that Sunday or Monday?
It's a Sunday night.
Sunday night game. So the idea is, I guess, that they're going to raise the banner, and it's the two franchises with the most Super Bowls. So you have to take a long look at that.
I like the fact that it's starting off with the Steelers.
I don't.
Why? Why would you like that?
I wanted Cleveland. I wanted Kansas City.
Well, they play Cleveland.
No, I understand that. Out of the possible opponents, I wanted Cleveland or Kansas City, something a little more juice. Pittsburgh is
more
lost.
Juice. It's the Steelers. There's always a way to hate those guys.
I
think the Steelers, that is going to be that's a fun game to watch. That's better than what we had heard. I mean, there was talk it was going to be Dallas. I don't care about Dallas. Steelers has a lot more juice.
No, I disagree. I think you could have had better. Two better options right there.
All right. Well, I mean, it's still a decent. It's still a.
Oh,
decent
I'm
game.
Not saying it, it's now, but it would have been third or fourth on my priority list.
You know what is kind of interesting though is every year we do this and we just say how easy the schedule is. But I mean, they have 15 games in the Eastern Time Zone and one in the Central. Yeah. Travel is going to be a cakewalk for the Patriots.
Yeah,
this
their schedule is easy.
They also go 2 months without a 1 o'clock game.
Oh, great!
2 months. Without a 1 o'clock game.
Fantastic.
From week 6 to week 15 without a 1 o'clock game.
Okay, so there's a bye in there.
Yep.
How many of those are primetime games?
After they have week 6, week 7, week 9, week 13, all 8 o'clock.
Mm.
And then the rest are 425s.
Yeah. And by the way, the beginning and the end of the season are going to be just super easy. This worst stretch is going to be like around like week 11 where you've got Philly versus Dallas at Houston and then versus Kansas City.
And then you wrap up with Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Miami.
Yeah. So, I mean,
the Buffalo and Miami games are at home.
Yeah. The nice, you know, the nice bookends on it are going to be fairly simple, yeah. But right in the middle when they usually, except for last year, play their best football, it's going to be, that's going to be interesting.
I don't even think that Houston is a big deal anymore. I don't even think that that's a question.
I don't know. They got their chaplain now. Everything could change.
They do. They have the voice of morality going on over there. But I just like that Reese has got them losing at the Jets on October 21st. Reese knows the power of Sammy D. He knows that at best you're going to split against those bad boys.
What does Vegas have them on the over-under this year?
Probably 8.
Because that sounds about right. 8 sounds about right. They're going to be pretty good.
Maybe 7.
Yeah, I mean,
Samini's got him at 8-8, but and then the obviously it's a 11 for the Patriots, and Reese has got them going 11-5. He's got them losing at Buffalo, he's got them losing at the Jets, at Baltimore, at Philadelphia, against Kansas City, and let's see here, prognostications, and that's what he's got. He's got that as their law. And strength of schedule is tied for 27th. So good for the Patriots again.
You know, I mean, listen, as long as you've got Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets in your division, that's going to happen. The Jets are going to be better, though. The Jets are going to be fun to watch. They're going to be a fun team to watch.
Right.
And to see what they do with Le'Veon Bell and obviously your guy Sammy D. I don't think anybody thinks that he's just going to plateau and not be any good.
Well,
I
he's
think
also 21 years old. So
right.
We'll see what happens with him.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. Reese says they're 11-5. They have the 27th hardest schedule in the league.
Not a lot of fun cities to go visit if you want to go to an away game. Like where no. where's
Baltimore? Baltimore's fun.
Well, Baltimore's all right, but most people have been to Baltimore a ton. Like I'm talking about, if
you go to Baltimore, you go over there to the place that I spent all day at. Mama's on the half shell. You got a guy who owns a strip club that comes in and sits at the bar, and then says he's going to call a bunch of strippers to come hang out.
I guess Dallas is all right.
Nah, because that stadium's in the middle of nowhere.
It's not the most fun stadium. I mean, the stadium's apparently amazing, but I think traveling there.
No, that's not good. If you want to, Buffalo's a dump unless you want to see guys' balls hanging out of windows like I did when I was walking to the stadium and there was a car because of traffic moving at the exact same pace as us. And it started with them yelling. Then it was an ass out the window, and then it just went full testicles on me. Let's see. Baltimore, Philadelphia's no fun.
Houston?
Cincinnati's a really fun town.
Yeah, especially Cincinnati in December.
Yeah, that's
lots
where you
of fun.
Go.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, if you're looking for a trip.
Oh, and that Cowboys game's at home, too. I was just looking at the schedule, but that's yeah. here. So, yeah, you don't
and
want
to there's
that.
No reason to go to Houston. All right, we will be right back, and remember, should we start at 7:50 the whole thing?
I think so. I think we should do it.
Beautiful. Okay. We had a contest. We have it going up that the Avengers movie is going to be out, and both Nick and Bird want to go to the premiere. So we said, get the best person you can to kind of make a case for you on why you should go to the movie.
Right. I want there to be some sort of person you're related to or someone in your neighborhood. And they don't even have to vouch for you. I just want to whoever brings in the best audio wins. It's that simple.
Right.
And so that was their task.
And so Nick came in with a cheat sheet Nick came in with a free pass, and he went to his father.
Well, when you're the champ, you know,
yeah,
you got to take out the champ.
So Nick went to his father, and his father made the case for him, and we'll start that right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Ty Anderson going to be in studio starting at 8:20, talking about the Bruins. Danny Ainge, we'll be talking to him at 9 o'clock. But first, Avengers Infinity War is correct. That is a
Endgame, sir. Infinity War was last year.
I'm not trying to be cool. I honestly made that mistake.
I wish I could snap my fingers and make you disappear. And then Wallach would only be here, so that would actually not be what I wanted.
Well, then Wallach could maybe turn the tables on you, because he's a wise old wizard. All right, so what's happening is that there's a premiere now. We already know Nicholas loves premieres. He loves to get into there and know that there's no way anyone could spoil it for him. And then we have Bird, who also wants to go to this premiere. Mm-hmm. Now, Rich has got a ticket for himself, and he's got one other ticket. So, Rich, we decided to have these guys have like a hype man for them, if you would.
Sure. We wanted to find out who can bring in the best audio. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a relative or a friend. You just give us the best 4 minutes of audio, then we are going to be completely fine with it. And we'll just pick. We're going to pick whoever did the best job finding somebody that they know or met and brought them to the Toucher and Rich show. They're going to win this pass to go see Avengers Endgame. And Nick, because he's just the guy who's already got, I mean, the dude's already got a free pass because he knows that he immediately heads on over to the North End,
right,
and talks to a legend. And
you are a dick.
My name is Box Your Belly.
For fantastic. It's at 3 o'clock. I have my first Manhattan.
Go Red Sox.
Now, obviously, everyone loves Mark Jamelli, including me. So when I got the email last night, he told me it was his dad. I was like, okay. And then I
was there any doubt?
Started listening to. I mean, that's it. Now, I won't even like say it was lazy for him to do that. I would say it was
I would
smart.
Go, if you know a superstar, you go to the superstar.
You go to your superstar.
I
now,
mean, if you got Sammy Hagar, I mean, you have him sing happy birthday.
You do. So, Fred, you have to understand, yesterday he went to go see his dad on the heels of something that we talked about on the show right around the end, right around 9 o'clock, which maybe Nick's dad was a little concerned about. You know,
my name is Mark Chibelli.
If you didn't hear the show yesterday, we ended up digging up a resignation letter.
Yes.
From Nick when he first was an intern on our show. And it was something that at the time he didn't want it to be read on air. And now he looks back and he's kind of like, okay, well, that was kind of silly. And we read it, and Nick quit the show because of, why was it, Fred?
Well, he said, used the example of he was wearing a diaper, which we found out after the show was not true.
No.
And then he said that I was being mean.
You're being very mean.
Yeah.
And so Nick went over to talk to his dad. And remember, his dad always listens to the show. Like, he's on Twitch all the time.
Yep. He loves it.
Apparently, there's people on Twitch giving their phone numbers out on Twitch, asking Mark Jamelli to give them a call.
Sure, why not? What are you wearing? What kind of recliner are you?
So, let's go to the North End, the little apartment that now has three recliners and the little blue light outside.
Four recliners, because one's in the bedroom, right?
Yep. Oh, that's right. He has the new one he got from Bernie and Phil's, and he's got the other two, and then he's got one in his bedroom. So he's got four recliners. No couches, just recliners.
Yeah. Why? Who needs them? And he sleeps. He has one bed, but it is unused.
Yeah, he only sleeps in a recliner.
All right. So here is Mark Jamelli, making the case for Nick.
What's your name?
Mark Ciabelli.
He's so happy.
He's the only man who can say his name and make me laugh.
Mark Ciabelli. My name is Mark Ciabelli.
That was the first time we met him, and he had been drinking a little bit.
I think he's always got something going on. When you get up at 3 in the morning, you know, afternoons can take a while.
What's your name?
Mark Ciabelli.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
Okay, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Doing just ducky.
Doing ducky?
Yes.
Ah, pretty in pink. Why did you choose ducky? Loved ya.
That's what Molly Ringwald was doing.
Oh, yeah. Pretty in pink. Oh, she's pretty in pink. Ducky loves ya.
Oh, I'm just fine. Doing just ducky.
Doing ducky?
Yes.
Did you listen to the show today?
I did listen to the show. I had palpitations from the show today.
All right, he's drunk.
You think so?
Well, what time was this? I mean, was it right after one of the Manhattans?
He's not drunk, but he's pleasantly buzzed. No.
I don't think so. I'm not hearing that.
I didn't mean it to be negative. I was just saying that he sounds like a man who's, like, you know, enjoying himself.
His first Manhattan's at 3. This was well before 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Listen, guys, I didn't mean that as an insult. I take it back.
Oh, trust me. He's the last person that would be insulted.
He is, he's just so naturally happy. Some of us only can find that emotion through a bottle. So maybe that's on me.
Why did you have palpitations?
Well, because I remember the whole event, you know? And Fred remembers it very well. Rich remembers it, too. But, I wasn't the happiest camper in the world that night when you came home.
You felt like they were being very mean to me.
When?
When I quit. When I left the show.
I did. Well, I really can't answer that.
Wait, why?
Because I wasn't upset with them. I was upset that you quit.
Nicholas, they were only telling the truth.
Oh, you lazy
son of a bitch. I wasn't upset with them. Oh. Fred was telling the truth.
This is just turn you around and stab you right in the back.
Sweet vindication for you fellas.
Oh, yeah. Mark Ciabelli is a man who demands something from someone. He's like, I tell him how it is. Nick, oh, he's a piece of garbage.
Nick, your dad, he sold you out, my man.
Because he knows I was right. I wasn't playing radio. Nick was acting ridiculous. And all you people that are of another generation can say how it was bullying and everything else. But, I mean, he was messing up. And I kept saying it. And Mark Ciabelli sat back and go, you're an idiot. Everything he said was true.
I mean, he just went full NWO on you, man.
Yep. All right. There's more of this. But first, we will have the headlines, no commercial.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.